The American Broadcasting Company Radio Network presents Space Patrol! High adventure in the wild, vast reaches of space. Missions of daring in the name of interplanetary justice. Travel into the future with Buzz Corey, Commander-in-Chief of the Space Patrol! In today's transcribed Space Patrol adventure, Buzz and Happy are aboard the Terra 5, rushing toward the planet Saturn. Suddenly, another ship fires at them.
It was close, Commander. He's getting range with his torpedo.
They'll try evasive action.
Why don't you get this off from beginning, Commander? Fire a few blasts with a space cannon.
We can't see. We've got to think about those people in Saturn City. If we destroy Grokoff, we destroy the only person who can cure that epidemic.
We can't fight back. So all Grokoff has to do is keep firing until he hits me.
We'll be back in a moment with the exciting story, The Weed of Despair. Better schools build better communities. All schools should have large, airy classrooms, well-equipped, and even more important, they should have an adequate teaching staff. Many of our schools fail to reach these standards. 3 out of every 5 classrooms in the nation are overcrowded, and there's a shortage of 72,000 elementary teachers. The solution is more action by more people in more places. Join and work with local civic groups and school boards who are actively seeking to improve educational conditions. Find out how citizens in other communities are taking action to improve their schools. For such background information and for guidance, simply write to Better Schools, 2 West 45th Street, New York 36, New York. Help our schools keep pace with the birth rate. Now, back to today's exciting Space Patrol adventure, The Weed of Despair. Commander Corey and Cadet Happy are aboard the Terra 5, bound for the planet Saturn to investigate a strange malady that has afflicted Saturn City. Leading doctors of the United Planets are unable to explain the cause of the sickness, which leaves its victims suffering from strange fatigue and anxiety. Many of the city's leaders have been affected by the spreading epidemic, and Buzz fears that immediate action is needed to prevent a serious disaster.
If the doctors can't do anything about this, what are we supposed to do?
Our job is to keep the people of Saturn City from hurting themselves and others.
Well, I've read in the medical reports that nobody gets violent. It's the opposite, in fact. They just sit around and brood and worry.
Exactly. Every motion seems a tremendous effort for them. As the sickness progresses, they become afraid to take any sort of action for fear it might be the wrong thing to do.
Then it's all in their mind.
Yes, it is. That doesn't make the effect of the sickness any less real.
I still don't see how we can.
Setting up a temporary camp outside the city in a small atmosphere shell. In case Saturn City has to be quarantined, we can rotate skeleton crews in 2 positions and operate the city by remote control.
We could reach Saturn in about 2 hours. You know, we're just over the orbit of the sixth moon, Titan.
Titan, the sixth moon of Saturn, is the only satellite in the solar system with a natural atmosphere. Prospectors like Mort Stocker and Lee Cavillon, with little money for spacesuits or small atmosphere shells, take advantage of this fact in their search for valuable minerals. Their small, powerful surface truck roars over Titan's rough terrain.
Right, kid, right over that hill, Lee. I think you're right, gentlemen. Flashes in the sky, flashes over the hill.
I got strong green flashes.
Yeah, the polka dots, sure.
No, there wasn't any polka dots. Like I told you, I was looking out the window of our shack when the first flash came across the state.
Meteor.
And then several minutes later, the next one came. Most of them exploded and hit the ground.
If it exploded, it isn't going to do us any good, even if it was solid uranium.
No. Look, you can see it now. That's where it landed, that big star is like a quarter mile ahead.
Yeah, I see it. It's all black and
foreign. But it wasn't a meteor, and a meteor we'd have by the stranger.
Something's been burned, there's something burned hot in it.
Without a command, land on the prowl.
Run right over him.
That's how I was helped to do it wrong.
Hold him over now.
I think I was reading that information.
He's been punctured right here in the lane.
Whoever exploded over there, it's something that hit the poor guy.
Too neat. He's alive, all right.
Here, help me move this man into the truck. They're rushing to the shack and boxing him up.
The two prospectors speed back to their shack to the injured man. While they're dressing his wound, the stranger regains consciousness.
Now, you just lie there and don't tell you anything. Why are you catching up for you?
You gentlemen saved my life. I was sure I was finished.
You're going to be all right.
Well,
a couple of miles from where we picked up.
How did you happen to find
me? I saw the flash of meteor, maybe. It was a meteor, wasn't it?
No, it was my ship. I tried to prove it. Something went wrong with the reactor. I managed to shut down and got out before it blew up. Frightened must have cut my leg.
You were lucky at that. By the way, my name is Reeve Havlin. My beetle brat friend here is Mort Stocker. We're prospectors, in case you haven't guessed.
I'm very glad to know you, gentlemen. My name is Yellow, and I'm from Venus.
Venus, huh?
Yes, I'm a plant proposal.
What kind of a fact are you work for?
Thank you. I'm afraid I didn't make myself quite clear. I was just growing plants, flowers, and seeds.
Well, Mr. Yellow, you won't find any plants on paper.
That's what I expected. My landing here was quite natural.
That's it.
These gentlemen probably get around a lot. Maybe you can help me. If you do good enough to bring me myself.
I'm sure I can. I'm searching for a certain type of plant. I need to be exact. That's
Yeah, but you'd know it.
Well, I might.
Exactly.
Thank you. Oh, fancy. But I ever stopped those quite like these before.
It's a semi-official uniform. Here's what I wanted to show you. You picked up. Did you ever see one of these plants?
Saturday.
Let me see them work.
You mean you're looking for a mangy looking weed like this?
I admit it's not very attractive. But it has interesting medical uses. Think carefully. Have you ever seen it?
Yeah.
As you can see, it's stalk is a grayish yellow. Once a year, it grows a big purple ball of pond to its core. Seed, you probably call it.
No, Mr. Gowling, I have never seen anything like this.
You're right. This is what you're looking for, huh? Oh, you're stranded on tight without a ship, Mr. Jones. We'd be glad to notify the Saturn State Patrol.
No. I mean, bother.
We got a paper from him in the next room.
The fact is, I'd be rather foolish asking for a rescue ship. We'll probably be going to Saturn for supplies in a day or so. I'll go immediately.
We don't have a ship here on Titan, Mr. Jones.
Oh, you see, we're prospecting on the cuff, so to speak. Big company advances supplies and equipment. Every 30 days, they send a ship to drop off more supplies. Then they pick up samples of ore.
You want to wait till the ship comes? You're welcome.
And, how long will that be?
That ship will be 2 days ago. Maybe, 28 days or less.
Don't let that worry you. We've got plenty of food. And we're helping to stay with us. You know, you just lie down there and take it easy while I rustle up some food for you. There's something pretty strange in the deep up there. Dark smear on the ground. Down there on paper.
That's true. And it's perfectly round. A star there, right?
I think it looks very nice. It's a little bit of damage.
It's definitely, huh?
Night station G19,
call
space control. Emergency.
Attention,
all space control units.
Manicoria aboard Terra 5, the Titan station G19. Go ahead.
This is Reeve Havlin, Titan G19. I must report it.
That's right, Havlin. I'm 11 DUs off Titan. What's the trouble?
My partner and I prospect Sector
7R
on Titan. Somebody stole our surface.
We're
stranded.
Well, that is Sector 7R.
Can you give me more details, Havlin?
Sure. A couple of hours ago, a spaceship exploded just over the hill from our shack. My partner and I picked up this guy and brought him back. Space
worker. Okay, a spaceship exploded?
Well, it's
how long ago did this happen?
Not more than 20 minutes ago. He couldn't have gone very far, but the beach is my partner, I said.
Well, take it easy, Havlin. We're covering the whole area by viewscope right now.
We have to get that bug back, Commander. It's our bread and butter.
Stand by that spacer for me. Keep in touch. Hurry out.
Commander, I took the check on my viewscope. I'm really nervous.
Maybe the cell is drunk.
put the lower tail tight on. Just to pop your line.
When closer observation proves the moving object to be a surface truck, Buzz lands the Terrified near the blackened area. By now, the surface truck has stopped near some large rocks. Buzz and Happy descend the landing ladder and advance toward the truck. A man in strange clothing turns from a crevice in the rocks and stands with arms folded, waiting. We're safe, of course. We'd like to ask you a few questions.
Of course.
Where did you get that sticker?
We got a couple of parts of it.
Looks darker than we have
them. I suppose they reported it stolen.
Right. Actually, we only borrowed it. We should be like to get back to the shack before they missed the truck or me.
Why are you here? Looking for something?
Yes, I am. You see, I have some valuable personal effects at my station.
I heard that you were going to hear about the explosion.
Sir, come back to look for it.
Okay.
Find what you're looking for?
No, I
didn't.
Well, that's
right.
The explosion
is a
very complete giant.
I didn't know that. But it's placed at the hall, the active shield, anyhow. Yet you escaped.
I could figure out a escape.
I was fortunate. I managed to get clear of the ship before it blew up.
What's that? I'm
Delvin, are you sure that you didn't manage to save a portable spacer phone from the ship before it exploded?
It's a very strong kind.
The kind that might be picked up by a hacker's face this evening. What do you mean? Delvin, I think you're from another solar system.
Another solar system?
What makes you think that?
Your clothes are one thing,
and your spaceship is so totally and mysteriously demolished. If I get a look at that receiver, I can tell that it was made here an hour solar system ago. I am from another system. I don't mean you any harm. In fact, I came here to help you, too.
We can settle up the ship out of the Benedict.
Is that it? Right, to show whether you're telling the truth, you can tell them happy when I check that receiver.
Yes, sir. Hey, the signal cut off.
Yeah,
how are you going to stop us?
I hate to do this, but it's quite simple.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I think you're looking at the door, though. I'm going to get a deal. I'm going to get a deal.
Quick, use your radio.
Yes, again.
This harmless looking dog is radiating a field of 100
miles.
Come on. We'll return to our exciting space patrol adventure in just a moment. One of the great men of our time is Dr. Albert Schweitzer. For the past 40 years, Dr. Schweitzer has dedicated his life to his medical mission in French Equatorial Africa, devoting all his personal income to the support of 700 patients suffering from leprosy, malaria, sleeping sickness, and other dread diseases of the jungle. Dr. Schweitzer has just reached his 80th birthday. As a tribute, many Americans will send him a gift through CARE, because help for Dr. Schweitzer's hospital is one continuing part of CARE's World Health Program. Your contribution will be gratefully received and carefully spent in the service of humanity. Send it to CARE, New York 16, or to any local CARE office. Specify that it is for Dr. Schweitzer's hospital in Africa. Now back to our exciting space patrol adventure, Weed of Despair. Buzz and Happy landed on Titan, Saturn's sixth moon, near a strange starred area where a spaceship disintegrated in an explosion. While questioning Jordan, the pilot who survived the disaster, Buzz found evidence that the ship is from another solar system. Suddenly, Delvin stunned the space patroller to the brain-numbing field that radiated from his belt. Now, Buzz and Happy find themselves in the control compartment of the Terrified, with Delvin standing over them.
Now, if your heads are clear, I want you to listen.
Understand?
We've got our weapons. We can't do anything else.
I'm from Paloma, a star system about 80 light years from your solar system. I'm an officer in the Galactic Peace Commission.
It's on the order of your space patrol, but I've found out a few differences.
Perhaps. I'm here to capture an escaped criminal.
If you're the law, I'd hate to meet the criminal.
I know you're angry. But it was necessary for the welfare of your own people. So to help people, you put us out cold with that radiation field.
You plan to take me to your state patrol headquarters, you said.
It will take time, and there's none to spare. Not when I have a lead on Dokkan.
Who is Dokkan?
The criminal I'm after. After he fled from Paloma, I trailed him to the post-iron system. And then here. I'd intercepted a hyperspace signal from him when my ship developed trouble. I had to land on Titan. The destroyed my own ship so Zhukov couldn't stop.
Well, what does Zhukov do that's so dangerous?
He brings entire planets under his control.
How does he work?
I want to show you some pictures. Did you ever see a trap like this anywhere in your solar system?
Sorry, how about you, Hopper?
Yes, I guess so.
This seed is probably the most dangerous plant in the universe. It looks harmless, but just a few of them can pollute the atmosphere for miles around.
And it's poison?
I'm not in the ordinary physical sense. Its effect is emotional, or psychological. You see this purple sac, a pod?
Mm-hmm.
When that pod bursts, billions of microscopic spores are released into the air. Any of the spores are breathed by human beings with strange sicknesses to them.
A kind of sickness,
a great lassitude, a fatigue. The victim is overcome with a sense of hopelessness. Nothing seems worthwhile. Then comes a horrible anxiety, a form of spacious worry, a sense of despair.
Saturn City. That's exactly what's happening in Saturn City.
What is Zhukov's purpose? How can he profit by it?
Zhukov also has the only cure for this sickness. When your scientists have tried every possible remedy and failed, and the government and its citizens become panicky, and Zhukov will offer his cure for a moment.
But there is a cure, a positive, definite cure.
Tell us what it is. With your help, our scientists could prepare it and rush it to Saturn City.
And it's not as easy as that, Commander.
Years ago, the government of Columbia destroyed every weed on the planet where it originated. The remedy was destroyed with the weed.
How?
You see, a species of wasp feeds on a substance secreted by the stalk of the plant. When the weeds are killed, the wasp had no more food and died out.
So what's the wasp got to do with the cure?
An extract is made from the honey of the wasp. That substance counteracts the effect of the force, and only Zhukov has this extract. And the supply of the plants.
Then you're willing to join forces with us to capture Zhukov?
Not only willing, but eager.
Got it.
We need our ship and your knowledge. The first is that ship you borrowed by two prospectors.
How far away is that ship?
About one tour. That will be less than 2 miles from your measurement units.
I'll place one of the prospectors and tell them where the truck is.
I'll tell them I've arrested the man.
Let's find him now.
The sooner we go after Zhukov, the better.
Where do we start looking for him?
I only know he's somewhere in this part of the Earth.
And we'll head for Saturn City and make a few inquiries. Prepare for blast off, Hap. I'll contact Mort Stocker.
Blasting off from the sixth moon was such a vector for the planet Saturn. Now the terrified of the 300 DUs in the outer perimeter of Saturn's rings.
The magnificent sight, Commander.
Those rings on Saturn, yes. They are beautiful,
Commander. And from this angle, the rings look smooth and flat. One might even be tempted to try to land on them.
Well, if you tried it, your ship would be chewed to pieces in a fraction of a second. Those rings are made up of tiny fragments of rock whirling around Saturn at about 10 miles a second.
Commander, look at the rear view port. There's a ship right on our tail.
We're on a collision course with it. We'd better warn him.
I had a key, Mister. I can tell about it now.
He's firing at us.
Hey, what's he lobbing space torpedoes at us for? Doesn't he know this is a space patrol ship?
I think he does, Happy. I'm the one he wants to get.
You? But who would want to... Oh, Zhukov.
Yes.
Commander, do you mind if I try to contact him?
Go ahead, Joe.
Zhukov, this is Gelwin of the Galactic Peace Commission, Lorna Division. Zhukov, do you hear me?
Yes, Gelwin. I've been waiting for you.
How did you know I was aboard the commander's ship?
I intercepted Troy's conversation with the prospector. I have been watching Titan since your own ship landed there. I have also overheard your hyperspace messages.
Maury knows that you're responsible for what's happening to the people in Saturn City. If you show up with the remedy, you'll be captured.
That's right, Zhukov. You won't be able to profit by your extortion plot.
I disagree, Commander. You have not seen an entire city in the grip of an epidemic of despair. When the sickness really takes hold, your United Planets government will do anything to obtain the remedy, at any cost.
If that's the case, what will you gain by destroying us?
Gelwin knows too much about me. You two working together could cause me some annoyance. Now, Commander, put the conversation to you. If you'll excuse me, I will resume the pleasant task of exterminating you.
Well, there's no use appealing to his finer sensibility.
That's right, Commander.
Oh, that was close, Commander. If we give him a few blasts of our space,
well, we can't. Now, think about those people in Saturn City. If we destroy Zhukov, we destroy the only person who can cure that epidemic.
He's gaining on it, sir. Smoking rockets, we can't fight back. So all Zhukov has to do is keep firing until he hits us.
I'm thinking back to half. We're heading for Saturn's ring.
But sir, Zhukov can still follow us.
He won't follow us where we're going. and taking the ship right into the ring.
What?
Yeah,
they'll soak the rock and turn the ship into a sieve.
We'll go in on the tangent. The choice between getting hit with 1,000 fragments or one torpedo.
Commander, you aren't really going to go into that ring.
Yes. And to nudge our way in gently. We'll match our velocity to the particles in the outer rim. We'll be riding along with them, sort of rolling with a pen. It might work tonight. I put them in the teleray about 1/10 time.
Yes,
sir. We're going to grab a ride on Saturn's merry-go-round. And those particles seem to be standing still. We'll pull into the stream.
We're almost at max velocity now, Commander.
The teleray ought to keep off any particles that come too close.
Wilcox's still firing at us. Uh-oh. He's changed sector.
Good. It means he won't try to follow us into the ring.
Those particles are all around us now, sir. Looks like there's going to be things outside our viewpoint. A swarm of bees.
And if we don't disturb those bees, we won't get stung. Now the trick is to work our way deeper into the ring.
Can you do it, sir?
If we increase our velocity gradually, as we move toward the inner part of the ring, it ought to work.
Then you're going to spiral your way in here through the ring.
No. We'll stay in long enough to convince Thorpop that we're finished and come out through the top.
I bet he's already sure that we're still holding.
Gentlemen, we've got to cut in the hyperspace receiver. If Thorpop keeps in close touch with his Confederates back in Kelowna, he may learn something about his plan.
Nothing on the receiver so far. I'll try another frequency.
All right, gentlemen. I think we can work our way out of the ring now.
I've got something. There's some code. I can't make it out.
Is it Kelowna?
I don't know.
Yes, I'm certain of it. Kelwood is dead. We do not have to worry about his meddling anymore.
Okay.
Probably rid of Kelwood, the commander of the United Planet Space Patrol as well. The fool dived into a ring of fragments that whirl around the planet Saturn. They must have been ground to pieces in a few seconds.
Good work, Commander, just like you said.
I've got more good news, Ormark. The situation in Saturn City is desperate. Half the population has become so depressed by the effects of the weed spore that they aren't working. Communication, transportation, power, they're all disrupted. The accident rate is way up. I'll wait a few days for real panic to set in. Then I'll appear with my magic remedy. I'll ask a million credits first. And if the officials quibble or delay, my price will go up. I've got quantities of the remedies cached all over the solar system. There's a supply on Saturn Moon Number 9 in a lunar-type spaceship, all earmarked for Saturn City. The remedy will stay there until they meet my price. I'll keep you informed, Ormark. Don't go out.
The lunar-type ship in the 9th moon. You can wonder if you only knew what part of the moon.
The 9th moon is small. Small, only 200 miles in diameter.
It shouldn't take us long to find the ship, unless it's hidden.
We'll spiral out of this rock swarm and head for the 9th moon.
A few moments later, the Terrified emerges from the outer rim of the whirling rings of Saturn, like a silver spark from a spinning grindstone. Buzz sets it active for Saturn's 9th moon. Then comes the long, patient search for the surface of the tiny Saturn.
Make six times around, Commander.
It'll take about 12 more to cover the surface completely.
Every inch of that main surface looks just like the next.
Commander, look. The right edge of the view slit. Is that a rock?
No, it's too smooth for a rock.
Increase the sensitivity, huh?
Yes, sir.
I think it's what we're after.
Lean off tight ship.
Into your spaces. You're going to land.
Buzz sets the Terrified down on the surface of the moon. Then, in spacesuits and with ray guns ready, they advance toward the small ship.
There probably isn't anyone aboard. We can't afford to take chances.
They have trouble getting into the ship, Commander. Zokov probably locked the hatch.
I thought of that. Tom and Court will do the trick. So you two wait here. I'll go up the ladder first.
Yes, sir.
Locked, all right. A couple of flasks and Court will take care of that. All right, come aboard. Yes, sir. We'll try the storage compartment first. It won't take long to search this ship. Start with that captain. There are small containers here, but I can't read the labels. My native language, Kelowna. Mostly ordinary chemicals. Remedies for weed and despair.
Wonderful!
I'm going to get the small bottle.
there are thousands of people in Saturn City, it will be enough. Fortunately, the remedy will be diluted for use of time and still be effective. How can we get to the people? That's a good question. The nature of the sickness itself is working against them. The victims haven't any initiative or any desire to get well. They won't cooperate because they can't. They wouldn't show up to treat them. We'd have to find people that aren't sick and train them to administer the treatment. That's no problem. Merely drinking water with a diluted solution in it will affect the cure. Yeah, but remember that old saying, you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make him drink. Only in this case, we can't even lead the people to water. Another way, Kelvin, what if this concentrate were added to the city's water supply? Would it be strong enough to work?
I think so.
In fact, I'm sure of it. Just that small bottle for thousands of people?
Yes.
What we have here will take care of a city up to 500,000 population.
Then we're safe.
Be sure that we can reach every man, woman, and child in Saturn City. And provided they aren't bored with life, to get up and get a drink of water.
No worry.
The advanced stages are restricted, no matter how risky the victims are. One desire remains. One guard that will stir them to
effort. Sir.
You're safe. All right, then. We'll blast off and get this remedy to Saturn City. Then we'll go after Drunkard.
A preview of next week's exciting space patrol adventure in just a moment. Boys and girls, there's a wonderful way for you to get the things you want. Say you want a new bike, or a camera, or whatever it is. Well, the way to get it is the United States Savings Bond. Now, here's the plan. You put your dimes and quarters, a part of your money, into your school savings plan. You might want to save cash or fill up a savings stamp album, which holds $18.75 worth of stamps. That's enough to buy a $25 savings bond. Just get started on a thrift habit, and first thing you know, you can buy the things you need with your own money. You'll have the fun of watching your dimes and quarters grow into dollars. Dollars all your own. Again, the important thing is to be sure you take advantage of your school savings plan each week. You'll find it's lots of fun and smart, too. Now, a preview of next week's exciting Space Patrol story. Buzz and Happy have become infected with a dangerous, weakening sickness and are frantically searching a laboratory on Venus, hoping to find the one medicine that will cure them.
If we don't get some of that solution soon, we'll be of no use to ourselves or anything. We need to. Right now, I'm just going on my own momentum.
Yes. But there, top shelf, the bottom.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's it. That's the room. I'll
be careful with that. Probably all the reason my whole past.
When we get it to the ship, I'll drink our fire. Oh, the smoke on me, he's got a blast in him. Amanda, the glass is smashed in the bottle. The medicine's gone.
Be with us next week for the thrilling Space Patrol story, The Fugitive from Talarma. Space Patrol, created by Mike Moser, starring Ed Kemmer as Commander Corey and Lynn Osborne as Cadet Happy, was written by Lou Houston, produced and directed by Larry Robertson, executive producer Helen Moser. Other players were Ken Mayer, Bela Kovac, and Norman Jolly. Dick Wesson speaking. Don't forget to tune in next Saturday at the same time for exciting adventure on Space Patrol! This program is broadcast to Armed Forces Overseas through the worldwide facilities of the Armed Forces Radio Service. Space Patrol came to you transcribed from Hollywood. This is ABC Radio Network.